Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to this mini episode of the Wild Wild Podcast. I'm trying to think of a snappy name for these, but I thought it would be interesting if I just occasionally did a little review of my own, looking at books. I have a lot of books on Italian cinema, and this week I was prompted to think about doing this because I just received a copy, and I'm holding it here, of the brand new book by Troy Howarth, called Make Them Die Slowly, The Kinetic Cinema of Umberto Lenzi. So this arrived at the weekend and I have not had any time yet to look at it apart from the cover. So let's consider this a kind of audio unboxing, if you like. I thought I would have a look. This is brand new, and just give you my initial thoughts on the book. It took me a while to get this book because the first copy, Amazon claimed that they had handed it to a resident, according to the emails I got, but of course they hadn't, because there was nobody in. And I think either the delivery guy nicked it or they left it on my doorstep, which sometimes happens, and some passing person would have taken it. So somebody somewhere anyway got themselves a copy of this book, and I hope that they've enjoyed it. They nicked it, I may be hoping to get something else, I don't know, but they will have instead been treated to a free copy of this. So luckily Amazon sent me a replacement, and here it is. I went for the colour option. There are three different versions available. There's a black and white paperback, a colour paperback, and a colour hardback. Now, I'm not made of money, so I went for the colour paperback. And it does look lovely, and there are so many images in here. And the text is just really dense. Now, I'm assuming this isn't me, but there's an Adrian Smith mentioned in the acknowledgements. I'd like to say that's me, but it probably isn't. There are a lot of Adrian Smiths out there. And whilst I am friends with Troy on social media, I don't think I've given him any direct input on this book. So it's probably that other Adrian Smith guy who does commentary tracks on Giallo films. So the book, anyway, begins with a foreword from Eugenio Ercolani, the Italian filmmaker who seems to have interviewed everybody and has put out some great books on him by himself, as well as, you know, pretty much every Blu-ray you buy now has got extras either produced by or commissioned by Eugenio. So anyway, the book is massive. How many pages have we got? We're up to, if you include the index, about 480 pages. That's pretty good. And just loads of pictures. I'm just looking through. My goodness, there is a very scandalous picture of Carol Baker in here. So of course there's a section, isn't there, on all the Carol Baker films. I have to confess, I did buy the box set. Actually, that was another Amazon story. Basically, they sent me the Carol Baker box set, but they bashed it up so much, because the packaging was rubbish, that I complained, and they completely refunded it and let me just keep it for free. So that was good. But I have to confess, I still haven't watched any of them just because I've got so many films. But I do need to make an effort. I mean, I've seen a lot of his movies over the years. Just not those ones yet. But there's loads of great stuff in here. Lots of pictures. There's stills. There's posters. Lots of lovely Locandinas, obviously. Man from Deep River. Okay, we'll get to that one. So you can say that our man here, Umberto, basically invented the cannibal film with Man from Deep River. And I really love the cannibal movies, and I know that it's a contentious area. I wrote an article maybe a year ago for Scream Magazine, the American version of Scream Magazine, all about Italian cannibal films. And so I wrote about the ones that I'd seen, and I also watched a few extra ones. But Man from Deep River is great. I know it's very close in a lot of ways to A Man Called Horse, but I'd rather watch Man from Deep River again, frankly, than A Man Called Horse. I mean, you know, A Man Called Horse doesn't have Mimi Lai in it, so that is reason enough. But yeah, so there's a great section in here, lots of pictures and lots of text. And that's pretty obvious. That's a good, pretty obvious thing to say. But yeah, I'm looking forward to reading through that because I really do enjoy that film. I'm just scrolling through here. We've got some more. Obviously, we get to the Polizieteschi films as well, of which we had a whole season of those recently. Where did we do Umberto Lenzi? I'm pretty sure we did. I've lost track now of which films I've seen and then which films we watched. For that, Almost Human is in here. That's a great film. Lots of shocking stuff in that movie. And some pretty shocking images in here. We've got Eyeball. That's a weird movie. I'm really glad I went for the colour option, though, because it does look great. So many of these images are in colour. Violent Naples, or Napoli Violenti. Freehand for a Tough Cop. Oh, yeah, we did that one, didn't we? That was a good, fun film with Henry Silver. There's also some very handsome Maurizio Merli images in here from The Cynic, The Rat and the Fist. That had John Saxon in it as well. I don't think we did that one on the podcast, but I know I've seen that one quite recently. Anyway, we're getting to Umberto Lenzi's war films here. What Troy has done then, rather than sort of break it down film by film by film by film, he's got themed chapters that go along the timeline, I guess, of Umberto Lenzi. So the first chapter looks like it deals with his early years, the first 30 years of his life until he started out in the industry, and obviously began in the early 60s when it was all peplum films and adventure films. And then Troy's got chapters, so we've got the romance and adventure films and the thrillers. Umberto Lenzi did some Fumetti films and Eurospy films, so all that's in there. And then he's got some Giallo, Polizieteschi chapter. And then getting into the difficult 80s years, which was difficult for pretty much everybody in Italy. And if anyone who maintained their career effectively had to work in TV. Oh yeah, Nightmare City though. Oh man. If you had only made that film and then nothing else, you would still be a legend. But that's just one of his many. Oh, and of course we get to Cannibal Ferox, Make Them Die Slowly. That is so good. I love that film as well. It's got such horrible stuff in it, but I don't know what it is. I don't know why. Maybe I just got a tolerance for it, but the Italian cannibal films, I think, are very good. Cannibal Holocaust, obviously, is a masterpiece. But these films are very entertaining. I know that Giovanni Lombardo Ridici, I don't think he got on with Umberto Lenzi when they made that film. But anyway, loads of great imagery there. And then there's stuff on his comedies, which are called Italian comedy. We've talked about this on the podcast before. I would like to watch more Italian comedies. And I know Rod has less of a tolerance for them. But it looks like he did make them. I mean, there's one in here that I'm not familiar with called Cicci a Bomba, translated as Fatty Girl Goes to New York. That sounds like that's not going to be problematic in any way. Wow. Anyway, oh, and then we get into some of the oh, well, there's La Casa, the Ghost House films. We've got all sorts of stuff. Anyway, I'm just going to read everything out to you. But basically, it looks great. I know towards the end of his life, he was writing novels, and I think some of that is covered in here as well. Oh, we've got some interviews. That's interesting. There's an interview here with Martine Brochard by Eugenio Ercolani, a couple of other people, Nina Celeste, Giancarlo Ferrando, Massimo Antonello Gileng, Ernesto Gastaldi is interviewed in here. Quite a big chunk of the book, actually. So, oh, Roger Brown. So where are we? So chapter 9. So that's page 345. So that means that there's a good 50 pages of interviews here. Oh, and then some guest essays. One of which, there you go, the first one in here. And I didn't actually know this. He hasn't mentioned it. Umberto Lenzi's Roots of Gore by Rodney Barnett. And so that's interesting. So Troy has invited some guest essayists into the book. So there's Rod, and then there's a few others in here as well, covering different aspects of Lenzi's work. We've got one by Francesco Masicesi. I've got two, but oh, there's one. There's two by Masicesi, looks like. One is on the comedies, which again is worth looking at. Nathaniel Thompson, who I know often teams up with Troy on commentary tracks. And yeah, then a full filmography, which is very useful because, you know, the IMDb is not always correct. So I'm sure this one is much better researched. He's also got his screenwriter credits, assistant director credits, unmade projects. Oh, that's interesting. Projects that he was involved with at some point that either didn't get made or he didn't, in the end, work on. Because he was going to do another cannibal film, which Deodato ended up doing, which was Last Cannibal World, Ultimo Mondo Cannibale, that's mentioned in here. Oh, there was going to be an Invisible Man film. There you go. Anyway, I'll stop rambling now. But basically, I haven't read any of it yet. It does look really cool. There's some good pages in here on Criminal, which we are going to cover. I was hoping our next season was going to be Fumetti, but I put it out to a vote, and we're going to do post-apocalypse films after our Luigi Cozzi mini season. So after we've done the post-apocalypse film, so sometime next year we'll get to Fumetti films. So I am looking forward to doing Criminal, and a bunch of those other ones. But yeah, this looks great. It's nice and big and heavy. Here's me dropping it on the table. And if you get the hardback, it'll be even heavier, I guess. So yeah, do check it out. It's another good addition to the Italian cult library. I have not been sponsored to say any of this, I should add. Anyway, I think that'll do. So I'm going to try and do this semi-regularly. I've got a big back catalogue of books that I could talk about on here. So I'll also be interested to hear if you've got any favourite Italian film books that you want to recommend or share. You can do that in all the usual ways through our social media, Twitter and Instagram are the main ones we use, or just email the show. All the links are in the show notes. So thank you, and until next time, which will be another Luigi Cozzi film, I will say ciao for now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.